then you should you can listen. Really, our goal is to go through this Sefer, this Tzuvah Mirabbanan, Volume 16. I believe that the goal is that it says in the beginning, I think, that they're planning just going in order of the Shulchan Aruch about Hilchos Shabbos. So this, you know, if it goes well, we can continue when we finish this book. I mean, it'll be some time. And my goal is really to spend 45 minutes, you know, from 8:30 to 9:15. We'll try to cover. I mean, there's a certain amount that I want to try to cover, but I want this to be, to some extent, interactive. Doesn't have to be interactive, but I want to get your feedback. It's a little harder when you're just a Zoom share. And I hope maybe once a month, we'll see if we can get the group together in person. I know it's hard something to get together in person every week. Maybe we'll try once a month to see if we can do a hybrid between Zoom and in person for those who are able to come in. Okay, everyone can hear me? Ready to go? Okay. So we're gonna begin from the. And actually, what's actually interesting is that my Friday night halacha is actually related to this to what we're gonna talk about this evening. Okay, so we're gonna begin. We're on page. I hope everyone has the book, right? We're on page 23, Hilchos Erev Shabbos. Okay. If I'm going too fast, if I'm not clear, just stop me. So the Gemara starts, and there's some halacha about, I don't know if you've heard the idea of, can you take a cruise less than 3 days? Can you take a cruise in the middle of the week? If you've ever heard that discussion. So the Gemara says the following. I don't know if it's easier if you have a question, if you want to click the raised hand button or if you want to speak out. I don't know, we'll see how this goes. Tanu Rabbanan, ein mafligin b'sfina, it's Gemara in Shabbos. Ein mafligin b'sfina pachos b'shlosha yom kodem l'Shabbos. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to set sail less than 3 days before Shabbos. So presumably that means Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We'll see, not everyone holds like that, but it seems to me the 3 days do not include Shabbos. And the Gemara says, b'med devar memorim, when do we say this? Lidvar reshus, for a Devar Rishus, for a voluntary matter of a Devar Mitzvah, but for a Mitzvah, Shaper Dabi. You can take a boat less than 3 days. Why do you think, I'm curious, why do you think there's a difference between if it's a Devar Rishus or Devar Mitzvah? What's the issue here? Why would you think you can't take a boat within 3 days before Shabbos?
You might not make it home in time for Shabbos.
You maybe. Might not make it home in time. And now, Now, as you're saying, there's some concern that maybe you're going to violate Shabbos. So for Devar Rishus, maybe then don't take the risk. And for Devar Mitzvah, you're allowed to take a risk, right? Okay, maybe. There are a few explanations. That could be one of them. Obviously, the big question is, what do you think the difference between a Devar Rishus and Devar Mitzvah is? What would you call a Devar Rishus versus a Devar Mitzvah? Any mitzvah? Yeah. Any thoughts? No. Okay. Well, that's it. We have to talk about that. Okay. So, and then the Gemara says, "Uposek imo almanas lishpos veino shofes." So he says that there is a condition that you have to stipulate with the non-Jew that he shouldn't do malacha for you on Shabbos, and if he does, we're not worried about it. That's Divrei Rebbe. That's Rebbe's position. And Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, "Eino tzarech." No, you don't need to stipulate. If you're traveling from Tzor to Sidon, even on Erev Shabbos is permitted. Why do you think it's permitted if you're going from Tzor to Sidon on Erev Shabbos?
Not that far.
Right, it's like you're going to the Five Towns from Oceanside. Okay, it's not so far. We're not so worried about it. Okay. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, similarly, Ein Tzorin al Ayoros Shel Nachrim Pachos Mishloshi Yom Kodem Shabbos. You're not allowed to lay siege. Okay, this is not what I spoke. I'm talking about the first part. You're not allowed to lay siege on cities of Gentiles less than 3 days before Shabbos. Okay, now obviously we're not really going to get into this because that's not really. This is probably talking about maybe it's not a Melchemes Mitzvah. It's not a maybe it's like a war to conquer more territory. So the general question is, when are you allowed to go to war? So this is like an optional warfare. So if it's optional warfare, again, it's not, he says, you can't do it less than 3 days before Shabbos. V'im hischilu, if you started, we don't stop. V'chein ha'yashamay omer ad rita afilu b'shabbos. You could even continue the siege on Shabbos. And it's not really our focus, but it's a similar concept or something where we're worried. It's interesting. We're worried about, this is a question. In other words, you're worried before Shabbos about the concern that maybe you're going to violate Shabbos. That's what it seems like that is. And if you look in this source too, the Shulchan Aruch says, Paskins la'alacha, mutter la'haflig b'sfid afil b'erev Shabbos. You're allowed to go set sail on a boat, even on Erev Shabbos, im holich l'dvar mitzvah. If it's for a mitzvah, you should tell a non-Jew that he shouldn't do work for you on Shabbos. If he doesn't rest on Shabbos, so it's nothing. You know, you don't have to worry about it. So you've done your part. But for an optional matter, and you're not allowed to start unless you're more than 3 days before Shabbos. So why do you think so? Why do you think, let's say they were talking about a cruise. Why would you think that you can start Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but not Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Why would you think that would be the case? I mean, you could cheat and look ahead, but without looking ahead, why would you think there'd be a difference between leaving, like, what's a 3 day, why should 3 days make a difference?
Aren't you supposed to prepare for Shabbos 3 days beforehand? So if you're like on a ship, you're getting on a ship and going somewhere else, then you can't do that?
Right. So what you're suggesting is that, so if the concern is that you might violate Shabbos, so what point in the week do you have to be concerned about that? So you're saying maybe there might be something about like what days of the week belong to the previous week and what days of the week belong to the, you know, to the next week. So maybe earlier in the week you're saying maybe we're not so concerned, but later in the week we're more concerned. Okay, maybe.
Well, is there, yeah. Rabbi?
Yeah.
Is there an in of being able to say Havdalah until Tuesday?
Correct. Yeah. So there is. So that's right. So that's it. Right. So the question. Right. So you even makes a good point that you can say Havdalah all the way till Tuesday, which indicates maybe. I mean, is everything similar? That maybe until Tuesday, we're only worried about previous, and then right. Starting from Wednesday, we're worried about the coming week. Maybe. Okay. So we're gonna. The truth is, there are at least three opinions as to this halacha. And then we're going to see the cruise question, and we're going to see the question that I gave that I shared on Friday night about soldiers. I got a little tease here. Soldiers who on Israel Lamaisa, soldiers who on they were at their army base, and they gave them the army gave them the right to go home on Friday. But to spend Friday night with their family, so they go home Friday during the day, but they would have to come back on Shabbos day, so they allowed to, right? But we'll hold off. Don't have to answer that yet. But it could relate to this question. So in any case, if you look at source 3, the Mishnah Berurah provides a lot of reasons. Okay, there are a bunch of reasons. And the question is, which one do we take? You know, which ones are the real reasons? Not the real reasons, but. Which ones do we take more seriously than others? What's the consensus here? So harbe ta'amim nemru al zeba poskim. So many reasons have been given by the poskim for what this cutoff period of Wednesday, Thursday, seemingly Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday don't start an optional trip, which might lead to chilul Shabbos, it seems like, versus Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So the first opinion, yesho mimatam, shama yitztarech ha-yisrael lasos malacha ba'atzmo b'shabbos b'shub b'kuch nefesh. So maybe the Jew himself will perform malacha to save a life on Shabbos. This is the Baal HaMa'or. He's a Rishon from Pravatz. So he himself might do malacha on Shabbos. So if he's on a boat, it's hard to imagine that on a cruise, right? Because like you're not really doing stuff. But maybe in the old days, right, you take a boat, and maybe you're sailing, and then with some people. So you might have to do malacha on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says, the Makom Sakanu, it's a dangerous place. Oshiyase en Yehudi bal sfida avuro. Now, the second explanation is that maybe not you're going to do it. Is that a non-Jew, the sailor, is going to do for you malacha b'kshira sakela ushar chilulim? He's going to tie a rope or do other types of chilul Shabbos. Okay, o mishum iser tchumim. Okay, generally speaking, a tchum, you can't go more than 2,000 amos outside the city. So the truth is. We might talk about this future, that in a on the water, if you're just sailing in the water, and the water is more than 10 tfachim off the ground, which is 3.5 feet, so then there's no prohibition of tchumim. There's no tchum issue. So you can be sailing. So it's generally not necessarily as long as you're, if you go on a boat and you're traveling for a long period of time, and you're not docking anywhere, so it's probably not. There's probably not a tchumim issue. But the second point is that maybe an amira l'nachri issue. Now, there is the first issue is that you yourself might do malacha, right? And the second issue of going on a boat is maybe a non-Jew will do malacha for you. And then we have the third opinion, the Rif, Harif Svirulei. These are all Rishonim. These are the rabbis from the 11th to the 16th century. Commentaries on the Gemara. Gemara is complete around the year 500. So the Rif writes, De'ikar ha'isser mishum bitol mitzvos oneg Shabbos. The reason why you can't travel has nothing to do with, oh, Tuesday, you can do Havdalah, so it's connected to the previous week, and Wednesday, starting from Wednesday, you're preparing for Shabbos. Nothing to do with that. It's because if you take a boat, you're going to not have Oneg Shabbos. What do you mean? So, the Ikar, the Chol Gibbo Yavim Harishonim, Yesh Lahem Tsar, Machmas Ninu Asvita. The first 3 days. This I have PTSD when I read this halacha. There's one time I wanted to go snorkeling with my family, and we were just sick. We were just throwing up the whole. We were going snorkeling. It was a rocky boat, and it was just whatever. So I have PTSD for reading this halacha. You have to bear with me. But the bottom line is that their concern is that it's a concern of bittul mitzvos oneg shabbos. The chol gimel yom rishonim yisham tsar machmas ninu asvida. The first 3 days you get used to the boat, it's shaking, and you're not that comfortable. Shegufo mishtaber, your body is broken. Chtiksev yachogu v'yanu kashikar. He's talking an example. Okay, pasuketelim, you're shaking back and forth. V'gam machmas sirchon haola min miyami hamaluchim. The smell from the salt water. Vein rucho choseres lavo ad acher gimel yom shugar b'zeh. It takes 3 days to get over seasickness. Okay? So this is what the Shulchan, this is what the Mishnah Berurah explains, the position of the Rif in the 11th century. Obviously, what are you gonna tell me? How does that reason apply nowadays, potentially? Does that reason apply nowadays? I don't know.
Faster, maybe.
What?
Today's faster.
Okay, so you're saying there's more reason for seasickness nowadays? Okay. Okay. But I'm saying we have an issue of you potentially doing malacha. Right? The non-Jew potentially doing malacha. So for the first two reasons, a three-day cutoff has to do with preparing for Shabbos, right? Starting from Wednesday versus Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I don't care about that. I don't care. I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry about potentially violating Shabbos on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. In other words, as long as right now on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, what I'm doing now is fine, I don't have to worry that in the coming Shabbos, I might have to be Mechal Shabbos. Okay, so those are the three reasons, and then if you go on to page 25, Yesh Omrim, and some say that the Tam Shalshu LaHaflik Basfina Hu Mipnei Shenira Kilu Tzaf V'Shat Al Pnei Amayim B'Shabbos. That the reason this is that this reason is it appears as if a person is floating and swimming on the water on Shabbos, and V'Zel Iser L'Chuli Alma Mipnei Gzeres Shema Yaseh Chavisho Shayatin. So there's another opinion. This is by Tosfos that maybe it looks like you're on a raft. Why you can't go rafting? Because you might build a raft. But he says that v'kodim gil yom shari, and he says if you do it more than 3 days before, da'ayidei shehutzrach lahaplik zman harbei kodim Shabbos, because by needing to set out a long time before Shabbos, islay akera v'lo yavoy lasos chavit shel shayatim. So if you're going for like right before Shabbos, you know, just for a day or two, then you're not going to build maybe such a, I don't know, like a strong boat. But he's saying basically if you do it 3 days beforehand, you set out a long journey, so then we're not concerned about building some kind of boat. Okay, that reason is generally not, it's usually the first few reasons that are generally accepted. The Va'osan Aposkim and Niskarm Le'il, the Sphere Lahud Datam Umishim Malacha, Umishim Tchumim. So, and those Poskim that are mentioned above, that the reason is because of malacha or because of tchum. Ma shechilik abayisa did hu ben tol gimel yomim and kodim gimel yomim hu mishum de shlosha yomim kodim Shabbos mikre kame Shabbos. So this is what he says. Why are we distinguishing three and 3 days before and more than 3 days before? Because before 3 days, that's before Shabbos. V'chal alav lizayr shal yavol lidei chilo Shabbos. 3 days before, you have to be concerned that you're not going to be b'chal Shabbos. Aval kodim gimel hayamim. But 3 days before that, so dehem mikre basar Shabbos avar. So this is called 3 days after the previous Shabbos. Adayin lo chalalav azhara Shabbos abo. We're not concerned about the next Shabbos. V'shari lahaflik bohem. And you're allowed to go in the boat. V'az af imitzarach achar kach lavo lidei chilo Shabbos b'shu b'kuch nefesh shari. And then if you need to be b'chal Shabbos because of a life-threatening situation, you're allowed to. In other words, what are we saying here? We're saying the following: You're not allowed to violate Shabbos unless it's pikuach nefesh. The question is, other than the lack of oneg Shabbos reason of the Bala Mor, questions like this: can you say like this on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday during the week? What I'm doing right now, I'm not violating Shabbos. But am I allowed to put myself in a situation where I will be in a pikuach nefesh situation for which I will have to violate Shabbos? Or do we look at these as two separate events? In other words, what I'm doing on Thursday, not a problem, because Thursday's not Shabbos. What I'm doing on Thursday will make me violate Shabbos on Shabbos because I'll be in a pikuach nefesh situation. So are you worried about that? So that's really the question. So it seems what the Shulchan Aruch says is that if it's for a davar reshus, an optional matter, then it's not a problem. I've said that it is a problem. If it's for a mitzvah, then we're not worried about it. So just before we get into the cruise question, so this is the question that I raised on Friday night. Someone asked Rav Rimon. He's a big posik in the Gush. I've mentioned him a number of times. So he said, "Chayal miluim shaloti lagabe yitzia habayta malach." So he wants to know, this soldier on a reservist, he wants to know, can he go home? And he said, "Machlaka shelo yotzis biyom shishi." So his division is leaving on Friday. Va'amur lachzor b'shabbat baboker, and they're supposed to return Shabbos morning. Umiyad lachzor lipilut miftzayit, and then they have to back to their army exercises. Is he allowed to go and then go on Friday and return on Shabbos? Or should he say, no, I'm not going to do it? And he says, he's not allowed to change it. So this is a situation where, again, on Shabbos morning, they want him back in base. That's pikuach nefesh. Clearly, if he was at home on Shabbos, they want him back in base. That's pikuach nefesh. The question is, are you allowed to go home on Friday where it's, again, you're not doing anything wrong on Friday, but you're putting yourself in a situation where you're going to have to violate Shabbos for pikuach nefesh on Shabbos? You understand the question?
When it comes to the army, it's an exception.
I understand, but he has the option also of just not going home. And he has the option of not going home. So what do you think, based on what we've learned? What do you think?
Isn't that also kind of like if you're inviting family or friends over for like a chag or a Shabbos meal or something and you know they're going to be driving? Is it sort of the same thing?
It's a little bit different because there, let's say you invite them before Shabbos and it's their decision. But here you, the individual, have the right to decide, I don't want to go for Shabbos. What is the answer to this question depend on? I think the answer to this question depends on one fact. What do we say?
If he's an observant, so he will not leave the base. But if it's time of war, then it's an exception.
No, but here I'm saying is what do you want?
Returning back on Shabbos morning an issue of pikuach nefesh?
Yeah, they need him back. That's pikuach nefesh. Everyone gets pikuach
nefesh. They need him back. So the other option is not to go at all. Is that right?
So what did we just learn? We just like this. We learned if it's less than 3 days before Shabbos, right? You're not allowed to go for a so Rav Yimon thinks the real reason is because, you know, you can't do something on Friday, which will lead you to do malacha on Shabbos. That's what he thinks, that we, that is a significant reason. So, but you're not allowed to do it for Devar Rishus, for an optional matter. Like, classic case is the cruise, for example. Okay. We're going to see there are those who are leading when it comes to the cruise. But I'm saying, the classic, you're not allowed to just do something that's like optional if it means that you have to be Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos. But you would be allowed to do a mitzvah. You'd be allowed to go for a mitzvah on Friday, and then Shabbos morning, okay, come Shabbos morning, Pekuach Nefesh, you have to go back.
So okay, so let me ask you. So if the parents are so anxious about this child, and this is this an issue of Kibbutz of the aim that they should, not, should at least be able to go to his parents?
Well, I'm not even saying parents, maybe, or maybe the family. Or maybe the family. Going, in other words, let's say a husband and wife, right? So husband is, so the, here's the question. Is the husband going back to his family for to spend Friday night together? Is that called a Devar Mitzvah or not? Right? That's the question. That's the question.
It is
to give his family. Rav Rimon writes, he says it is. Because you know they didn't print this this Ramah in your booklet. But the Ramah writes has a very broad definition of Devar Mitzvah. He says, he even says if you're going for business, apparently the Ramah writes that like people were very lenient to go on a boat less than 3 days before Shabbos. And they did it for business. He said that you could argue is for mitzvah, you need parnasa, maybe support the family. He said, Liros Panei Chaveiro, that's chashiv for Devar Mitzvah. It's very liberal. In terms of definition. And he says, only the Ramah writes in Reish Mem Ches, if you want to look it up afterwards, the Ramah in Reish Mem Ches, Seif Dalet, he writes that when it's, what's a Devar Rishus? Kishaholech letayel, just when you're going to tour. That for that, we should be strict. But bottom line is, he paskined, Rav Yimon told the soldiers, you're allowed to go home, it's Devar Mitzvah, it's for to spend Shabbos with your family. That's a Devar Mitzvah. And he says, therefore, you can say like this. Friday, I'm going home. When I'm going home, it's a Devar Mitzvah. And then Shabbos morning, I know they're going to call me back. Shabbos morning, I look at that case in isolation. Shabbos morning is a Shikuach Nefesh, and I have to go back. So he allowed it. And people, you should know, when I asked the question Friday night, so almost the whole, you know, the community that you live in, actually I live in too, they're very machmir. They all thought they wasn't allowed to leave. But, okay, he said, I think though Benji thought it was similar, Deborah, so Benji thought it might have been similar to a doctor going in. Or the doctor, does a doctor have to stay? It's also, does a doctor have to stay in a hospital close to when he, let's say he has to go in on, can he go home, spend time with his family on Friday if he knows he has to go on Shabbos? That's actually a machlokes between the Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is lenient, Rav Moshe is strict. So that might relate to this question. But this is not just a question of a cruise. This is like this came up actually this, you know, this past week that he passed it. So anyway,
what does the concept of Oleg Shabbat have to do with these decisions?
Right. So according to the Baal HaMaor, I think it was the Baal HaMaor, he says it has nothing to do with that you might have to be Mechal Shabbos or not. He says we're not concerned about that. The Baal HaMaor has a totally different issue, which is simply an issue of because you're going to be seasickness, that you shouldn't put yourself in a situation where you're not going to enjoy Shabbos. You're going to enjoy Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but Shabbos you're not going to enjoy. That's what his argument. Of course, the question we can ask about that, well, nowadays, I assume that our boats, I haven't been on a cruise yet, but our boats are much, I assume
you can get seasick on one of those cruise ships.
Right? You can get seasick, but maybe it's not the same level as the boats in those days. So I just brought you, so I guess, I you know, we need to get full disclosure here because the Star K, if you look on page 26, so he quotes the Star K, this Rabbi Tzvi Goldberg from the Star K, who basically said, right, in source 4, Chazal decreed that it is forbidden to undertake a journey by sea within 3 days of Shabbos. So although the Rishonim do not agree on the reasoning, the primary concern is that a person may get seasick and be unable to enjoy Shabbos. So you think that's a major, that's, especially what's the real reason? Like, which is the most significant reason? Sailing 3 days before Shabbos allows time for a person to adjust to the motion of the sea. The concern may seem negligible today, but once, because you have to understand, if you also go on a cruise ship, and let's say in America, you go on a cruise ship in America, right? So most, the majority of people on a cruise ship, I assume even on a kosher cruise ship, if it's a big cruise ship, the majority of people are probably non-Jews, I assume, right? So the non-Jews who are doing work for the boat on Shabbos are doing it mostly for the non-Jews and not doing it for you, for the Jew. So he says,
I also want to say, like Elal, their flights, like in the beginning of the week, are always more expensive. They know that people don't want to risk Shabbos, so the flights always are more expensive.
Yeah, okay.
For the people that, you know, not Shomer Shabbat.
Yeah, right. But they don't. I thought Elal doesn't fly on Shabbos. But still, people are nervous about it. Okay. So in any case, so he says the main, we're not really concerned. Let's say it's a boat, it's mostly non-Jews. And you go on these cruises and you might do malach on Shabbos. You're not doing malach on, you're not like, oh, gosh, I don't know what's going on with the boat. So I passenger, I'm going to do something. So the main reason, though, is they talk about seasickness. So maybe there is some seasickness. So he says, so the way Rabbi Tzvi Goldberg says, he says, once Chazal have established the decree, we have no right to abolish it. Moreover, some travelers do get seasick on board cruise ships. Although ships may not toss on the sea, the waves in constant motion often wreak havoc on one's equilibrium. Okay, so then he says, however, there are two leading factors to keep in mind. First, according to Vilna Gaon, the 3 days are Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. Wednesday was not included in the decree, permitting one to embark on journey on Wednesday. So again, simple understanding. I always thought the Gemara says 3 days. That's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So he says no. It's really the Vilna Gaon says Thursday and Friday. So there's leniency to go on Wednesday. Second, according to all opinions, one is permitted to embark any weekday if the ship docks before Shabbos and remains in port during that Shabbos because it's not sailing on Shabbos. But what Rabbi Goldberg doesn't say is that there are those who are lenient even when cruises. In other words, what many of us would intuit that nowadays, you know, we don't get seasick, or again, I can't speak to going on like these big cruise ships. Rav Belsky from the OU, Rav El Yashiv, Rav Moshe Levy, the Menuchas Ava were lenient. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, the Chutshani, Rav Nissen Karelitz were strict. So this is like a machlokes. So all things being equal, right, it's better to go on a regular cruise. That it will be sailing on Shabbos, it's better to go to regular cruise on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, and I guess Wednesday even that, or if it's not going to dock on Shabbos. But those people who go on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, yeshal milismoch. There are a number of poskim like Rabbi Yashiv, Rabelsky, who are lenient about that. Because the question is, does this reason not apply nowadays with our big cruise ships? Okay. Okay. Now. There's someone, he's actually going to be a scholar residence this year. His name is Rabbi Eli Fisher. So he, like, one of his posts, I sometimes watch his posts on Facebook, one of his posts was like, he's like, and on many issues, he's more lenient. Yeah, if you look at him, you wouldn't think he's this big machmir person. He's like, he's a dati lumi, he's very knowledgeable. But he wrote this post where he said, I don't understand how these Israeli cruise ships operate on Shabbos, not Shabbos, during the week, that will sail on Shabbos. I don't care if they leave Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, because the ones in America that you get, the ones in Europe, the majority of people are Israeli. I'm sorry, are non-Jewish. So there's no concern that you as a non-Jew, you know, that you as a Jew are, there's no concern you're going to do anything with the boat because, you know, we don't control the boat. And the non-Jews are mostly, the non-Jewish, people who are working are mostly doing it for the non-Jews. You go by the majority. But if you have these cruises that are on, that leave on Sunday, Monday, I'm sorry, that leave on these cruises that are run by Jews, he's one, and they sail on Shabbos, I don't understand. Like, he doesn't send any leniency. So Rav Moshe in source 5 says a question with the question is like this: are we concerned if you leave on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, do you have to be concerned that the Jewish sailor is going to be Mechal Shabbos? In other words, it seems from the Gemara what that Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, not a problem at all, right? So it would seem, even if you know Jews are going to be Mechal Shabbos, it shouldn't be a problem. And that's exactly what Rav Moshe says. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, and this is source 5, he says, "Vashela shebekan hi rak le'ezi yechidim imutar m'lisa b'svina zu." He says, the question is only regarding a few individuals, whether they can set sail on the ship if most of the passengers are not Jewish. Ha, right? Avshem lo yasum lecha ha yavru al hana mimlecha shavah she'avar Yisrael b'mezid. But he says, even if they don't perform malacha, but they're going to get benefit from malacha that a Jew performs for them. And he says, "Shal ze horesi shelo chomer ze mimlacha mamish." He says we shouldn't be more strict than real malacha. Shim hiflig ba aleph beis gimel, that if you set sail on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, mutter af biyadua sheyia achar kach pikuach nefesh v'yitzarech lasos malacha v'lanoseya pikuach nefesh te'im biyado lahamid hasvina. But Moshe Feinstein says, you look at our Gemara, and what does our Gemara say? That if you leave on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, even if Jews are in charge, as long as you leave Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, even if on Shabbos, you know you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos, it's not a problem. It's not a problem, right? And he says, "V'hu mutter od mikol shekem dein osa masa." You're not doing an action. About korcha chunena, you're benefiting it, without meaning to do so. People aren't benefiting. You don't care if you're at port, if you're sailing. So on the surface, I actually wrote him. I said to him, because he posted, he said, "I don't understand how people can go on cruises in Israel that are sailing on Shabbos. I don't care if they leave, whenever they leave, because Jews are running it." So I said to him, "Well, what about Rav Moshe's tshuva? Rav Moshe here seems to say that you can go on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday." So what he told me, he said, "Yeah, Rav Moshe is talking about something different. Rav Moshe is talking about where you start Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, and then you keep sailing straight from Sunday through Shabbos." So Rav Moshe Feinstein would say that it's okay. But these cruises, what do? You start on Sunday or Monday, and what do? You dock on Tuesday, and you dock on Wednesday, you dock on Thursday. So Rav Moshe Feinstein's leniency on the cruise run by Jews, it would only apply if you're just sailing straight, which makes sense, because once you go into port, right, so then you stop, so now you're starting again. Once you're starting again and it's Thursday or Friday, then you run into the same problem. So that's what he wanted to say. He says that he's not aware of any big posek who, he himself is not a big posek, he's a big Talmud Chacham, but he's not aware of any posek who allows you to, so Rav Moshe would be lenient if you start sailing, even if it's run by Jews, on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, and it doesn't dock. But if it docks, then you have to start to count, when you take off again, okay? But Rav Moshe, by the way, that's a lenient position. The Rav Avadi Yosef and the Minchas Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Weiss, are more strict. If you look in source 6, Onios Yisraelios, so these Israeli-owned ships, Shakavarnit v'tzevet ha'ovdim rubon kum yudim, that the captain and most of the people who work there are Jews. Ve'hemam shichim b'darkam b'nesia b'shabbos, and they continue, traveling on Shabbos. Av shadavar karuch ba'asiyas malachos rabos b'shabbos, even though it involves so many malachos on Shabbos. Ah ulamarot shiyachoim la'atil ogen, and they could they can easily just put an anchor somewhere into the port at the end of Shabbos. And there'll be no danger by doing that. And then he thinks that you shouldn't travel with them. And he said, "Ukfar and Mur Milabavich, Labavich Rebbe, Pierce Chavos Das, Eitzer Rabbi Eretz Hakodesh." he told the rabbis there in Yisrael, because of Shabiro de Mumchim Gedolim, he clarified with many experts, She'ain Shum Sakana, there's no danger. Im Yaminu Me'erv Shabbos Es Ha'oniya B'Lev Yam, you could even just not continue sailing in the middle of the sea. Just Oliyad Ezel Namal, or just near a port. Ki Kama V'Kama Iyim U'Malim Rabim Nisei B'Darkam, there are many ports, many islands on the way. Vidacha bishteya daim berayos nechokos tanos omrim shania nosat baofen otomati vein tzerach litfitzat yad adam b'shabbat. There are people who say, oh, the boat just traveled. You don't need to do anything on Shabbos. It's not true. She calls it in a chom v'yesh chilul Shabbos l'machbir bin siyat ha'yini b'shabbat. And says a lot of chilul Shabbos. And the Minchas Yitzchok in source 7 says as well, im malachei hasfina, if the officers, sailors are Jewish, umanigel yudim, and the officers and the leaders, because the people who run the ship are Jewish, even from the beginning of the week, you can't benefit from Malach of Shabbos. Vose can over lifne iver, you violate lifne iver. Vaf im tafli gam biladav im yudim achirim. Even if other Jews are setting sail. So, just to put in perspective again, Rav Moshe holds that if you start Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, we're not worried about what's going to be on Shabbos if you're sailing straight through. These other poskim who argue in Rav Moshe would say, yeah, the case in the Mishnah which says that you can travel Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, that's when you think you might have to violate Shabbos. But if you know you have to violate Shabbos, so then you can't travel. So again, when it's coming to a Jewish run, you know, cruise ship, it's much more complicated. When it comes to a non-Jewish run cruise ship, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, not a problem. Wednesday is also probably not a problem. Thursday and Friday, there are grounds to be lenient as well. If you want to be strict, you be strict. There are grounds to be lenient as well. When it comes to Jewish-owned ships, if you're docking, if you're sailing and docking, then there doesn't seem to be any posek who allows these cruises. But if it's just going straight for a whole week straight, you have Rav Moshe to be lenient. And the final source we'll learn tonight is the Yalkut Yosef. The Yalkut Yosef says, this is Rav Yitzchak Yosef, that's Ravad Yosef's son. And he says, Lefi ha'amur, it seems, Yotze, Shemiyom he b'shavu v'elach, that from Thursday and on, Osir lasos maise, sheketotza mimenu yivatzer matzav shel pikuach nefesh, v'yeh tzorach l'chal Shabbos. You shouldn't do something that will create a situation of pikuach nefesh, and you need to be mechalal Shabbos. V'lachein, and therefore, b'nituach she'eino dachuf, when it comes to elective surgery, kagon nituach, I don't know how you pronounce, shkadim? It's a tonsils, moving the tonsils. Is it shkadim or shkadim?
Shkadim.
Okay. Yesh the kovol. What?
Shkidim like almonds, because they look like two almonds.
Oh,
so
thank you. Ah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, yesh the kovo litchilat hashavua. You should, if you want to get your tonsils out, do it Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. So shema yitzdarchu lechalel Shabbat l'shem tipul achar nitua, because you might need some kind of treatment afterwards. V'yesh mekilin bazeh bishas hatzorech, and some are lenient under pressing circumstances. Kishayoma kavu shore rofe hamumche hu biyom hachamishi o shishi v'yefshe biyanacher. So when the doctor is only available Thursday or Friday, not another day, this could be, sometimes when people schedule birth, right? So when should you try to schedule? Obviously, you know, it could be scheduling a C-section or let's say if the baby's not born, doesn't come at a certain time, they're scheduling, they want to induce the baby. So this may come into play. Now, obviously, if the doctor says it's medically necessary, so then you could even do it on Thursday or Friday. It's not an issue. If there's no real difference, then it's better to do it earlier. But let's say your doctor, let's say you have a whole bunch of different doctors that you're part of a practice, and you want your doctor, right? And your doctor only comes in, is on the rotation every Thursday. So, I mean, it's interesting because, like, you know, otherwise, you know, you know, if it just happens naturally, you might not get your doctor. But let's say you're very nervous, and you want your specific doctor, so there might be grounds to do it then. Uvachalofen b'di'eved shekavar nasa nituach shelo kedin samach l'shabbos. If b'di'eved you start the surgery improperly close to Shabbos, mutar l'chalos Shabbos chol tzorchei achol shishpos sakana. Obviously, the person is under a life-threatening circumstance, then you're allowed to violate the Shabbos. Obviously, if it's a pressing need, then you are allowed to have this this operation or this surgery on Thursday or Friday. Okay. The I just want to point out to you, by the way, I didn't even say this when I gave the shiur the Friday night, because I thought people would stone me by how lenient Rav Rimon was by allowing the soldiers to leave on Friday. But he says, "I'm sorry, clean so abayta b'Shabbat." Let's say they let him go even on Shabbos, spend time with their family. Ze yoter murkav, it's more complicated. He says, "Avali medubar milchama kamo yom." If we're talking about a war like today, v'yesh seven yitziot, and they just went rounds of people leaving. It might be okay. They might be also worth it to allow it so they can refresh to gather strength for the upcoming battle. So there might even be grounds even on Shabbat itself if he feels necessary for the battle. But again, just to summarize what we've done tonight. Tonight we began. We read this Gemara. It says that you don't go by boat on Erev Shabbos, 3 days before 3 days before Shabbos. You can go before that. And there are really two schools of thought. Is the concern that you might violate Shabbos, or you might tell a non-Jew to violate Shabbos, or you might do melacha for you on Shabbos, and there we're only concerned starting from Wednesday? Or is the concern one of the seasickness, right? And then we talked about that if let's say it's not an issue that you're going to do malacha, or that the non-Jews not doing malacha for you because the majority of the people on the boat are non-Jews, so then you only have the seasickness issue, and that's a machlokes poskim whether we're concerned about that or not. And then we talked about with Jewish sailors, it's much more problematic. If you know you're going to have to violate Shabbos, Moshe is lenient, but if you're going to dock and keep on docking, so then we're more concerned. And then we talked about things that are, in general, doing things on Thursday or Friday, like elective surgery, it's better to avoid if you can do it at a different day. We still have to do, but this we'll do next time. We'll talk about modern forms of transportation before on Shabbos, getting on a plane before Shabbos, get on a plane before Shabbos? Can you get on a train before Shabbos that's going to continue going on Shabbos? So some of these issues, they bring other types of issues, and so the more modern day post can deal with some of these topics. Okay, if you have any, we're going to still do 45 minutes. Feel free to. It's in the Baruch Hashem. We have a nice group. It's always nice to build a chevra, to build a group. For it's nice to have a group of friends. It's nice to build a group of friends through Talmud Torah. That's a wonderful thing. So if you have comments about the nature of the chabura, please feel free to reach out to me. But we'll meet here again on Zoom next week at 8:30.